The U.S. Geological Survey has been doing research into how historic oil and gas production in the Williston Basin has affected native amphibians in the Prairie Pothole region. Kelly Smalling is a research hydrologist with USGS. She said the study specifically looked at wastewater produced by the historic oil activity and whether metals that occur in those brines ended up in wetlands and affected the amphibians.
Well, what we found with this piece of our puzzle was that really the metals that we found in these wetlands were not related to oil and gas production. So they're metals that are occurring from other anthropogenic sources, but we couldn't correlate them with brine contamination in either the sediment that was sampled or the amphibian tissues that we collected.
Smalling says the research could give some insight into what happens and what to do if and when spills occur.
Now, with the recent advancements in disposal practices, the ecological consequences have greatly been diminished, but there's still cases or incidences of spills, so it will help resource managers understand how quickly to clean up a spill, what needs to be done, and hopefully help them understand what conservation and mitigation efforts could be put in place to help their amphibian populations and other aquatic organisms in the area.
Smalling says that research effort will soon be wrapping up. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.